This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There's no shortage of opportunities this Cinco de Mayo to celebrate Denver's Mexican and Chicano community and culture. Denverite's Isaac Vargas explains.
Civic Center Park will host lowrider car shows, taco eating contests, Chihuahua races, and a community parade. Denver's Westwood neighborhood will also host their own celebration, featuring cultural dance performances, mariachi, lucha libre, and food from an assortment of local vendors. Though the holiday is hardly celebrated in Mexico, Cinco de Mayo has become a celebration of heritage, pride, and culture for Mexicans and Chicanos living in the U.S. Isaac Vargas, Denverite.
Come to Denverite.com for a full list of events and Mexican-owned restaurants worth checking out. Governor Jared Polis is set to sign a bill that discounts e-bikes for every Colorado resident. It would provide a $450 tax credit starting in the spring of 2024. Rachel Halton is a lobbyist with Bicycle Colorado. She says that will be one of the country's most generous and accessible e-bike incentives.
And we're really excited to see those e-bike riders start advocating for more safe places to ride those bikes.
The Colorado Energy Office is already working on a separate e-bike discount for low and moderate income residents. Those should be available later this summer. The Nuggets take the court today in Arizona for the NBA playoffs. Denver is currently ahead of the Suns 2-0 in the second round series. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. tonight. If the Nuggets win, they'll be just one game away from the semifinals. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.